talk more about the October jobs report. Those 261,000 added last month was better than expected, and the Fed has been trying to cool down the economy and fight inflation, but the jobs picture remains strong. Joining us now is Jeffrey Bartash with MarketWatch. Thanks for joining us. So jobs still being added at a faster clip than before the pandemic. Is that a good thing, or will it keep fueling inflation, do you think?
Well, it's a good thing for Americans, for consumers. They're employed, they're working, they're making money. It's helping them to deal with high inflation. The problem, of course, is the strong jobs market is also adding to inflation now, and the Fed is determined to crush it. And until the jobs market slows, the Fed's going to keep raising interest rates. And as long as the Fed keeps raising interest rates, the odds of recession then keep growing.
And I guess the markets are looking for any indication as to what's going to happen. We had 0.75 point increase. Any indication that's going to change strategies here going forward for the Fed?
Unlikely. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, on Wednesday pounded on the idea that the labor market is just too strong. And mind you, he doesn't want people to lose jobs. He doesn't want people to see people's wages shrink. But he's worried that if the labor market doesn't cool off, it's going to fuel inflation in the longer run. And if inflation is harder to get down in the longer run, that means the Fed has to keep interest rates high for a long time. In the end, that would be much more damaging to the economy than dealing with the problem of inflation now. So it's a damned if you do, damned if you do, sort of a don't, sort of a thing for the Fed. And they don't really have any choice. They have to squeeze out inflation.
That's Jeffrey Bartash over at MarketWatch. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.